The Dascom Airy, Family Homestead, Bath, New York. I lift the old wooden fold-out chair from the shed. Its canvas color is faded. I can still make out stripes of orange, yellow, red, with a thin line of royal blue every now and then. We walk, the chair and I, to the mound of soft grass where the house used to be. The grass under my feet is long and shiny. It feels as it did in the 1950s when we sat under these same maple trees, now as then fluttering in the breeze. I can still see aunts and uncles strewn about on cotton quilts here near the old house. They talk about fishing, going gliding later today, about Eisenhower and that oddball Nixon. They laugh, telling the story of splashing in Camel's Creek below the farm when they were kids. They had one bathing suit among the four of them and had to give it to the minister's son who came along. They take in summer sun, rolling leg on leg, rubbing on suntan lotion, grooming each other. My dad and Uncle Cecil, shirtless, boxer shorts showing above Bermudas, lying on their stomachs. Mom and Aunt Jane, hair pulled back with combs and rubber bands, slide their oiled hands up and down their husbands' backs. Other than here, I don't see men lying down like this, close as all four in bed together. Other than here, my father never lies down, except at night. Uncle John sits in his yellow polo shirt and shorts, sucking on his pipe, while Aunt Betty slaps a fly on her soft knee. Harry's at the pond with the boys, fishing. Aunt Helen's gone shopping in Hornell. Waves of heat, flush with red raspberry smell, move over us. Grandpa's leaning down in the berry patch, in his sleeveless ribbed undershirt and gray post office pants, a 2-gallon metal pail on his belt, picking berries. We'll have them for dinner and breakfast, then lunch too. We girls will help our moms can them in jellies tomorrow. I follow the thick, drunk flight of bumblebees on the cluster of thistle flowers next to Grandma's lawn chair. She says, "When we were kids, we used to make hot pads out of these. See how the thorns hold them together? They were real pretty." She and I put thistle flowers together to make pads for the family dinner table, where Grandpa will pray for 5 minutes while we fidget, asking God to make these stories to our uses that we kids never understood until a few years ago.